You're listening to SBS News.
Abortion rights are on the line in the United States, with the Supreme Court hearing arguments for and against the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling that declared a nationwide right to end pregnancies in 1973. The court in Washington, D.C. is considering whether to uphold a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. The only abortion clinic in Mississippi, Jackson Women's Health Organization, challenged the law and has the support of President Joe Biden. Mississippi is asking the court to explicitly overturn the near 50-year-old Roe v. Wade ruling. Outside the court, hundreds of people from both sides of the debate rallied.
Abortion is integral to upholding systems that oppress women. We must empower women and
promote life.
Among the pro-choice crowd, the CEO of the National Council of Jewish Women, Sheila Katz. She says having access to an abortion is not just a racial justice issue, an economic justice issue, or healthcare issue. It's also a matter of religious freedom.
No one should be able to tell me, or any Jew, or any person, when life begins and legislate that in this country. And so I really want to make sure people know that particularly in Judaism, the Torah permits abortion and sometimes requires it. And I think for too long, a small but loud group of a right-wing voice has claimed a narrative that faith and abortion don't go together. And from our perspective, it's simply not true.
The Supreme Court has a 6-3 conservative majority. Three of the justices were appointed by former President Donald Trump, who promised to name appointees who would overturn Roe v. Wade. The court heard about 2 hours of arguments, with the three liberal justices noting that reversing the landmark ruling would severely damage the court's legitimacy. Justice Elena Kagan stated the court doesn't easily overturn past decisions.
To prevent people from thinking that this court is a political institution that will go back and forth depending on what part of the public yells loudest, and preventing people from thinking that the court will go back and forth depending on changes to the court's membership.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor suggested overturning the court's abortion precedents could harm the court.
Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
The lawyer representing Mississippi, Scott Stewart, addressed their concerns.
I think the concern about appearing political makes it absolutely imperative that the court reach a decision well-grounded in the Constitution, in text, structure, history, and tradition.
One of the conservative justices, Brett Kavanaugh, focused on Mississippi's argument that the court could return to a neutral position.
As I understand it, you're arguing that the Constitution's silent and therefore neutral on the question of abortion. In other words, that the Constitution's neither pro-life nor pro-choice on the question of abortion, but leaves the issue for the people of the states or perhaps Congress to resolve in the democratic process. Is that accurate?
Right. We're saying it's left to the people, Your Honor.
Under Roe v. Wade and the 1992 Planned Parenthood v. Casey ruling, which upheld it, states can regulate but not ban abortion up until the point of viability, at roughly 24 weeks. Chief Justice John Roberts questioned the sense of using viability as a cutoff point.
If you think that the issue is one of choice, that women should have a choice to terminate their pregnancy, that supposes that there is a point at which they've had the fair choice, opportunity to choice. And why would 15 weeks be an inappropriate line?
The lawyer representing the abortion clinic challenging the Mississippi law, Julie Rickelman, said securing an appointment for an abortion was not always possible within 15 weeks.
The state has conceded that some women will not be able to obtain an abortion before 15 weeks, and this law will bar them from doing so. And without viability, there will be no stopping point.
it's possible the justices might just uphold the Mississippi law and say nothing more. But abortion rights supporters, including the executive director of Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity, Kimberly McGuire, says that would still effectively overturn Roe versus Wade.
We know that if this law is allowed to stand, it is an invitation to more than 20 states, particularly in the South and the Midwest, who will ban abortion. And we will have two states of abortion access in this country, people who can get one and people who can't.
Large swathes of America could return to an era in which women who want to end a pregnancy face the choice of undergoing a potentially dangerous illegal abortion, traveling long distances to a state where the procedure remains legal and available, or buying abortion pills online. Kathy Torres from the Frontera Fund, which provides financial and practical support to make abortion accessible in southern Texas, says women of color and those of low socioeconomic status would be disproportionately impacted.
Abortion restrictions are racist. They directly impact people of color, black, brown, indigenous people, people with disabilities, people who are trying to make ends meet, and everyone in between.
A ruling is expected in June. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.